Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down our top five current divas in soaps. Stay tuned. Melody Akles, welcome.
Hey.
Joshua Baldwin, welcome.
Yo.
Well, this is part four of our series of hottest guys and biggest divas. We did the past and present hottest soap hunks, and now we are doing the past and present daytime divas. We've already had the past divas. Now we are on to the divas who are on our screens. The qualifying factor for this is that they had to have been on a current soap in the last 2 years. So anybody who has not been on past that time would have been on our past divas list. So kicking things off at number five, Mel, who do you have?
This is going to be much like the first list, and I'm not sorry about it.
And by that, are you referring to ties?
Yep. Number five. Of course, it's a tie, babies, because y'all know I can't choose. I'm not sorry. They both come from The Young and the Restless. First on the list is Miss Tracy Bregman.
Laura. Yes, queen.
Because that woman doesn't age, and I would like to know all of her secrets, because I need to know, but she's always been a phenomenal actress. Lauren Finnemore is one of my favorite characters. We don't get to see her as much these days, which makes me sad because I think she's about to hit 40 years on that show. But in her day, Lauren Finnemore would sleep with your man and take your business in the same day. And for reasons, she didn't need a reason. She did it because she could. There was no other reason why. And it used to be everything. Her fights with Tracy, with sweet, sweet Tracy, are iconic, okay? The fight they have in the hospital after Lauren slept with Brad and gave him a heart attack is probably some of my favorite scenes on The Young and the Restless ever, because they did that. I love them. I hope we get to see more Lauren, and I really hope they get to celebrate her for her upcoming 40 years. And then my other tie, my number five, is also from the same show. It is Miss Jess Walton, because she's been putting it down as Jill Foster Abbott for decades at this point. And she's another one we don't get to see as much, but I wish we did, because I feel like the show needs that type of character, that no nonsense, I'm going to get in your face, I'm going to get what I want when I want, period, character. And Jess Walton was always Jill Abbott, that character. She, when she seduces John and they get married and they have Billy, I remember all of those stories so well, because the Abbotts wanted nothing to do with Jill. And she would throw that relationship at Billy in their face every chance she got. Oh, I loved every part of it. And back in the gap, Jill always used to have a man. It didn't matter what kind of man.
Always.
But baby, she stayed with a man. And I appreciate that as well. But Jess Walton herself is fabulous. And I love her.
Mel, that scene where Jack is on the stairs and Jess Walton. Ooh!
Okay. All right. We
just gotta talk about it.
Josh, who do you have at number five? Oh, sorry.
Go, Josh.
My number five, I'm choosing two young queen divas, and that's Courtney Hope from Young and the Restless, formerly from Bold and Beautiful, and Raven Bowens from Days of Our Lives. Because a lot of what we're doing with the last podcast, the one that aired about divas that are no longer on screen, and even this podcast, it's a lot of older broads and a lot of women have been in the game for a very long time. And I wanted to pay recognition to young divas. And I think Courtney Hope is a young diva. She comes into a scene and she just steals it. I don't care who's in the scene. She steals it. I feel her presence and I want to look at her immediately. And she is an obvious diva to me. Raven Bowens is a less obvious diva, but she has chemistry with every single person who's on screen. She is the center of a triangle between twins, a bisexual twin triangle, and both those twins adore her, and she is this the key to all of them. She goes into a scene with her mother, Jack A. Harry, and she is the center. She goes into a scene even with like EJ or older characters on days, and she is the center. I feel like Courtney Hope and Raven Bowens are two younger actresses who are the next divas and the current younger divas of our genre. So I'm picking both of them as number five.
So just out of curiosity, where do you place people like Amanda Seton and Kirsten Storms? Because they're both in the same age range.
No, not even sort of in the same age range. Kirsten Storms and Amanda Seton are both around 40. And Raven Bowens and Courtney Hope are younger. And that's why I chose them. And I agree with you. I think Kirsten Storms and Amanda Seton are stunning. I love them.
But Kirsten Storms is 38 and yeah, Courtney Hope is 33. There's only 5 years difference.
Amanda Seton is 33?
No. Courtney Hope is 33. Kirsten Storms is 38. There's only five years between them.
Okay, there's only five. But my point is that I think that, okay, I hear you, but my list.
That's why I was just asking where you place them.
But I chose them because they play Amanda Seton and Kirsten Storms as a little older on General Hospital.
Amanda Seton is only 36 and you have her in her 40s.
I am telling you, if you watch General Hospital and you watch Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives, they clearly play Courtney Hope and Raven Bowens as younger characters than
Josh is here to
Kirsten Storms. I'm saying how I
do it. I'm totally teasing you, but you're totally here when like Jillian is like for a happy birthday to one of us and like happy 60th birthday, and it's like our 30s.
No, it's not that I think that they're older. I'm teasing you. But if you look at the way they play them,
right?
They have Kirsten Storms and Amanda Seton. And this is less about the actresses and more about General Hospital. They are writing them as basically sexless characters. I mean, Amanda Seton has been like teenaging it around with Josh Picard for the last year and a half, and they have only had them kiss. It's ridiculous. But Courtney Hope is in the middle of a business storyline, in the middle of the Newmans and the Abbotts. She's between Nicholas and Adam on Young and the Restless. Days of Our Lives has Raven Bowens between Allie and Johnny on Days in the middle of a twin bisexual storyline. Both of these characters are vibrant and they're relevant. And it's not that I love Amanda Seton. I love Kirsten Storms, but their storylines are duds.
Oh, yeah.
These two women have amazing storylines and they're vibrant and they're in the middle of everything. And for me, that's why I chose them as the younger divas.
Coming in at number five for me is someone who plays a good girl mostly now. There have been moments where she's done some things that might be considered a little bit, I wouldn't necessarily say bad, but unethical. But she is the icon. She captured the imagination of a generation, Jeannie Francis, as Laura Spencer on General Hospital. When I think of General Hospital, you can't think of General Hospital without Jeannie Francis, and you can't think of 80s soaps without Jeannie Francis as Laura. And for me, having her on this list, like, how do I put this? Laura Spencer isn't the character that I watch General Hospital for, but when she's not there, her not being there is so glaring, it doesn't feel right. And that is why, for me, she's an extremely important element of this show that is underappreciated on many instances. So she's coming in at number five for me. Josh, who do you have at number four?
My number four should get side pay. She get pay from the government for carrying the Young and the Restless for this entire year, and that is Susan Walters as, oh my God, how this woman is carrying the Young and the Restless and has carried it for the last year. Diane Jenkins, and I don't pretend to have watched The Young and the Restless back in the day when Diane Jenkins was on, but I have gone back and watched all of the clips. And as much as everybody tells me, oh, we should all hate Diane Jenkins, she's horrible, she ain't never done nothing any worse than Phyllis Summers did. Phyllis Summers done stuff way worse than Diane Jenkins ever did. Nikki gone kill folks. Diane Jenkins, yeah, she's manipulative, but she's come back on, and Susan Walters has embraced this role. She has been stunning. Every time she comes on screen, I don't care who else is on the screen. And I love a lot of my divas on Y&R, but when Susan Walters walks on screen, I just watch her. I just want to hear what she's saying. And I root for her, whether I'm supposed to or not. I want her. I don't necessarily want her with Jack, but I want her there. I want her engaged, and I don't want her defeated, and I want her to win over Nikki and Phyllis and Ashley. Susan Walters, by far, to me, the best diva on Young and the Restless right now, is my number four.
Mel, who do you have at number four?
Okay, number four, of course, is a tie. We already know. But I'm going to call this one the General Hospital Gang, because General Hospital hit us. They got hit us all day. I'm starting with my favorite. Mar West plays Ava Jerome. She was also Carly Tinney on As the World Turns, and the woman has never met a role that she didn't body. I don't know any other way to say that. She is always phenomenal. Ava's story right now is crazy. She putting on master classes because that's what she does, and I need her to continue to do it. That's just what she does. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. Mar West got to act help out of everything she do. I don't make it up. It's just the rules. So she's fabulous. My second person, of course, it couldn't be anybody other than Cynthia Watros. Lena Reeves. I can't say I'm the biggest fan of this story with Sunny, but I had to mention her because she's another one who was always fabulous, always phenomenal. Of course, she also played one of my top five characters ever, Annie Dutton on Guiding Light. Please do y'all selves a favor.
Ooh, that wedding scene. Come on now.
No. Let me tell you the one that gets me. Annie Dutton throwing herself down them stairs. This clip is 30 seconds. It's on YouTube. Please go watch it. Because
it's so good. It's so good.
I watch it any time. Oh, my God. Please go do that. But I had to give her a due because she's definitely doing the damn thing on General Hospital in her own role. She's always great. And this last one actually got added on last night because I may or may not have fallen down the YouTube rabbit hole, and someone, God bless them, has put on every episode of Port Charles there is.
I'm so excited.
And I have been living my best life these past 2-3 weeks. And Lynn Herring as Lucy Cole.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Lynn Herring.
Everything in life to me right now. Y'all can't tell me nothing about this woman because I love her. She is amazing, okay? And I'm kicking myself that I did not watch this when I was young, when I was a child, because she is that whole show. I don't think anybody has that really awesome touch of comedy the way that she does, but can also do drama at the same time, because Kevin and Lucy is giving me everything I need. But I'm just telling y'all right now, I had to give it to her. She was a late addition on my list, and if it had not been for me and whoever put all the episodes of Port Charles on YouTube, she wouldn't be on here, but she is, and I need more of her.
The vampire hunter.
Oh, she's the vampire slayer. Okay, I'm sorry. I love her.
Coming in at number four for me is another tie. And it was one that I just realized it was going to be a glaring omission if I didn't include her on this list while we were talking. So I had to like rework my list slightly. Coming in at number four for me is Jane Elliott as Tracy Quartermain on General Hospital, who, God, can you think of any better diva than a manipulative Tracy Quartermain? She is just so wonderful. And now we have Amanda Seton as Brooklyn BLQ being Tracy Quartermain in training. And I am here for it. I want that. I want Tracy's legacy to live on in Brooklyn.
Need Lois back. Okay.
Tied with Jane Elliott is Nancy Lee Grahn for Alexis on General Hospital. And it wouldn't be a mention, or it wouldn't be a top five podcast without a nod to our early episodes. So in addition to Alexis on General Hospital, which is where I know Nancy from in terms of the characters, and I fell in love with Alexis the moment I started watching General Hospital, she also portrayed Julia Wainwright Capwell on Santa Barbara, which for early podcast listeners, they will understand the meaning and importance of why I also bring up Julia Wainwright Capwell. Coming in at number three, Josh.
My number three is an unusual tie. I have chosen my own definition of divas. And
are you going to say Leo Star?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I'll be honest. He is on my honorable mentions. This duo is Christian LeBlanc and Eric Braeden from The Young and the Restless. I know that traditionally we talk about divas as women, but when we talk about the way,
isn't it Devo?
We define divas. Christian LeBlanc and Eric Braeden. There are no two bigger divas in all of soaps than Christian LeBlanc and Eric Braeden.
The term is Devo, right?
Well, maybe, but that's all about language and whatever. But they are just gold. They are soap opera gold. Talk about two characters that when they come on screen, first of all, you are just drawn to them. Christian LeBlanc just Shakespeare's his way into a scene, and he is just whatever, whether he's the side character or he's the main character in the scene, he is just like, you can't not pay attention to him. He is just all over the place, and he's gold. Eric Braeden, both on Twitter and on Young and the Restless, is just diva gold. He is like, you will not pay attention to me. I am Victor. Oh my God, he's amazing. He's just stunning. Like, he is both of these men, Christian LeBlanc and Eric Braeden, are everything I love about soap operas. And I could not keep them off my list just because they were men and divas tend to be women. Christian LeBlanc and Eric Braeden are my tie for number three for the best soap opera divas.
Melody, you got that? Who do you have at number three, Mel?
Saying to me. I don't know how many soap opera digest covers I have. Okay.
Is my BB? Why was she not on that first list?
Number three. My number three is not a tie, if y'all can believe that, because I had to give this person their due. Because in my opinion, it's worth it. From The Bold and the Beautiful, because we talked about her a little bit earlier, is Miss Catherine Kelly
Lang. Ooh, yes.
Who is Brooke Forrester. And this is my opinion, and y'all can come fight me on Twitter. I don't care. But The Bold and the Beautiful, that's the house that Brooke built. Let's just say that and admit it and accept it and move on, because it is. Because when you talk about that show, what you say? You say, well, let me go see what's going on with Brooke and them. Because that's what the show is about.
From day one.
She was the first person, and I watched the pilot, the first person to appear on screen. Yeah, it's Miss Brooke. It's Miss Catherine. She does her thing. We've literally seen her grow up and grow into this beautiful, beautiful woman. And she leads stories. She's been leading stories since season one, episode one. That's what she does. The Brooke's Bedroom, Belief. If your last name is Forrester and you were male, Brooke has had you at some point. It doesn't matter how old you are. That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. She gonna get you. So just go ahead on and line up, because it's gonna happen. And that's why Brooke is as iconic as she is, because all the things she's done and every person that she's done, she's still at Forrester Creations, still doing her thing. So when you're the top, you're the top. It is what it is. So I have
she
to
give, is the top.
She is always. I just have to give her due where she earned it. So there we go. KKL.
Coming in at number three for me is a tie, both from The Young and the Restless, Melody Thomas-Scott and Tracy Bregman. Melody Thomas-Scott is an icon. Ooh. Very few look as glamorous as she does in or out of Fur and Diamonds, but she waltzes into every room. She gives us the mewing almost that sometime it does. It's not quite the same mewing as Deidre Hall on Days of Our Lives, but it's her own sort of version of that, like sultry sort of like, I'm beautiful and I'm also smart and intelligent. She gives that wonderful vibe.
I was on the pole.
She gives that wonderful seductive vibe as Nikki Newman, and she does it so wonderfully. Plus, she gives us amazing hairstyles, some of which may have been better choices than others, lest we ever forget the swan hair. But it takes a true diva to wear to wear swan hair on TV for all of us to see in immortality. At the same time, Tracy Bregman, everything that Mel said earlier, like, I need to know what her anti-aging secret is, because the woman does not age. Her skin is flawless. Her hair is flawless. And the thing about it is it's not that she just looks that way on screen. She also looks that way on red carpets and at other functions. Because if you see her on red carpet photos, she looks the same. If you see her at like luncheon photos or like event photos, she looks the same. It is like flawless 100% of the time. Tracy Bregman.
And Mel, you've seen them in person.
That's why I says I can confirm. I was very close interviewing Kristen LeBlanc and Tracy Bregman, and I can confirm there's not a wrinkle on her face. Ooh. And I don't understand. I don't get it. I would like to. I need to know her secrets, because she is flawless.
Number two, Josh.
Okay, so now I'm like fully embracing my inner Luke here, because I have a three-way tie.
Yes.
For number two. And this is kind of similar to Mel. This is my GH trio. And it's Mara West, Cynthia Watros, and Lynn Herring from General Hospital. And I couldn't choose between them. Lynn Herring.
Me neither.
I know you couldn't, because this is the way, because this list is impossible.
I'm glad I trained you so well.
You did, really. Lynn Herring. I'm going to start with her, because when my mama was taping General Hospital, she would tape Days of Our Lives, Another World, General Hospital. And when I would watch General Hospital, the first sight I had of Lynn Herring was when she was the librarian with her hair up that was seducing Alan Quartermain. And she would shake that hair out, and she would go from innocent to, I'm going to take y'all all down. And I thought, I am so not just invested, I'm just engaged. I can't stop looking at her. And I wish they played. I don't really love that they play Lucy completely for comedic value now, because Lynn Herring can play everything, and she should be used for that. She is a stunning diva. And I'm mostly putting this in here for history, but I love that she's still on, and I love that right now they're using her to taunt Victor. I love it. She's amazing. Mara West. Well, I mean, Mara West is Mara West. I mean, let's be honest. Come on. Like, she was Carly Tinney, and she does her thing on General Hospital as Ava Jerome. And occasionally Ava Jerome takes on some Carly Tinney traits, and she gets a little vibe. She gets a little yelly and rah. And I love it, because I feel like that's a little Carly Tinney and a little Ava Jerome. But she just is everything. And they've started to write her in the last year or so, where she's not the one who's constantly everybody's enemy and who everybody hates, which is just annoying. But she's actually starting to actually play in where she's not just an enemy. She's actually playing a role. There were scenes recently with her and Nicolas Chavez, and yes, Marcos Coloma was there too, where I got chills because I thought they were so well played. Like, this is acting. It's not like overacting and chewing scenery. This is the good scenery chewing. It's amazing. And then you have La Watros. Folks who listen to this podcast know what I think about Cynthia Watros. I adore her. I think she is stunning. I thought she was stunning on Guiding Light as Annie Dutton. And I thought when they brought her on as Nina on General Hospital, Nina was a character who kind of had no huge role. Like, she had a role, but she didn't have a direction. But then they gave her a direction. And they gave Cynthia Watros the story. And she was like, oh, you gonna give me something? I'll take it on. And if y'all don't know the storyline, go back on YouTube and look for Nina Confronts Carly at Sonny's Funeral. Because that's where it started. That's where Nina came in. And that's where Cynthia Watros was allowed to sink her teeth into a storyline. She is stunning. This trio of women are amazing on General Hospital. Divas, divas, divas. And they're my number two.
Mel, who do you have?
Number two. This comes from a show that I don't watch very often at all, but you can't deny who this person is. It's Deidre Hall as Marlena.
Come on now.
Evans. You can't deny it. That's another one. That's the house that she built, because when you talk about days, you talk about Marlena and them. And that's just what it is. And the devil made a return in Marlena. It was doom, darlings, for everyone. And it was once again talked about in the Zeitgeist, because that's just what it is. That's who she is. So you got to, game recognizes game. You got to give her due where she deserves it. And for me, it's just, it's got to be Deidre Hall.
Oof.
You knew that there was no way that this list was not happening without the mention of two actresses. So I'm pretty sure you guys have guessed who the final two will be. Maybe not their order. Coming in at number two for me is Allison Sweeney as Sammy Brady.
Here we go.
Days of Our Lives, because she is the end-all, be-all diva of Salem. I love Sammy. There is no one who is a shit stir, pot stir, someone who will smack someone else down, throw down, cat fight, bitch slap, or go lethally silent and intense on you. Allison Sweeney is a diva, not only in our hearts at Days of Our Lives, but at Hallmark as well. Number two, Allison Sweeney. Melody, who do you have at number one?
For me, because this is my list. Number one, my list, once again. Who else is it going to be? It's my namesake, y'all. It's Melody Thomas Scott.
How do you not? Come on.
Okay, so full confession time. She floated past me at the Emmys, and ooh, I just sat there with my mouth open because I couldn't say anything because she's so fabulous.
Because how could you?
Oh, my God. She's everything she always has been since I was a child. Like, I remember the day my mom was like, oh, she has the same name as you. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Are you serious? Yeah. And I think ever since that day, she's always been my favorite. She always would be my favorite. But, I mean, homegirl can act. What can I say? And we've seen her journey as an actress. I will definitely say that. You know, from her early days on the show as a stripper to now walking around.
She has moved forward a lot.
Business meetings and four-length chinchillas and tears. Because her cry game has stepped up in the last 15 years, and I'm so proud of her. But she is, will always be my favorite. Miss Nikki Newman, Melody Thomas Scott, on The Young and the Restless. There's no bigger and better diva on the current soaps for me.
Josh, who do you have at number one?
I'm just going to quickly go back to Melody Thomas Scott. any scene that Melody Thomas Scott and Joshua Morrow are in, I'm just sucked in. They are gold. Like, they're like mama and son that I just believe at all times. They're stunning together. So I agree with you. She's amazing. Just including everything that you said, but they're just, I just had to add that in. They're just stunning. Yes. My number one is a tie. I'm going to say my first is kind of obvious, Deirdre Hall. I mean, like, because she is the queen. She is the queen. She is, I mean, like, last season, they centered an entire reboot of a 25-year-old Devil's Possession storyline around Deirdre Hall, who is not in her 20s, and people watched. My mom, I went home a couple weeks ago, and my mother said, I haven't watched Days of Our Lives in a really long time, but I heard that the Devil Possession came back. Could you just show me those episodes with Deirdre Hall? Because that's what we all love. Deirdre Hall, Jamie Giddens, back in the day, long before I was on this podcast, said Marlena in Peril is Days Gold. And it continues to be so today. The other half of my tie is Susan Seaforth-Hayes, because she's OG. She is original Julie Williams, back in the day on the cover of Time magazine, went to Young and the Restless as Joanna Manning, Lauren's mother, but back to Days of Our Lives and still on there today, not just as a side note, but as a relevant character. Susan Seaforth-Hayes is over the top, and that to me is what a diva is. She demands your attention when she's on screen. One of the best relationships of a grandmother and a grandson that I've seen in the last, I don't know, decade was Julie and Eli. I loved them together. And I love the fact that my Julie Williams is still on screen, central character, driving storyline. Deirdre Hall, Susan Seaforth-Hayes, number one for me, no doubt.
Coming in at number one for me, who is the actress who stole my heart when she faced down Barbara Ryan and Rosanna Cabot as Carly on As the World Turns, but who, as Ava Jerome, has fully embraced the divadom of being a bad girl mobster, assassin. She's willing to threaten you while drinking a martini. She's willing to shoot someone if necessary. She also is willing to push someone over a parapet. And parapets on Cassadine Island are a wonderful thing for adventure and action. Mora West, whether it's giving those silent looks and just that little quirk of the mouth and the little looking over her glass at someone to convey her disgust or her ire, or, well, I should say her character's disgust or ire. Or if she is in full-blown, I am Mora fucking West, hear me roar.
Woo!
Literally, in a good way, consumes and devours every single emotionally impactful scene.
Tell all the children.
Mora West is today's icon of eating scenery well. There's good, as we've said on this podcast for a very long time, there's good scenery chewing and there's bad scenery chewing.
Tell them. Tell the children.
And Mora West, Mora West is today's generation of the epitome of good scenery chewing. No one in daytime does it better than Mora West.
Even the children at Juilliard, tell them all.
Yes. Honorable mentions. I'm going to go through my list real quick. I have Lauren Coslow on Days because as much as I love Vivian, I couldn't have Vivian without her rivalry with...
They can't exist.
Without her rivalry with Kate. Finola Hughes is Anna and Alex Devane on All My Children and General Hospital. Finola Hughes is my, like... action diva because I feel like she gets all the action scenes on General Hospital now. Kirsten Storms and Amanda Seton, which we argued about earlier. I think that they are two of this generation's best and most talented actresses. It just so happened that my list was really full and I tried to keep the ties down as much as possible.
I did.
Susan Walters as Diane on The Young and the Restless. It's been wonderful to have her back. I'm still a little bit concerned. Michelle Stafford. Mm-hmm. Michelle Stafford from back in the day opposite of Drusilla to Michelle Stafford today as Phyllis opposite of Diane. I am here for it all. Eileen Davidson, when I think about her as a diva, I think of her as more of a diva on The Young and the Restless than I do on Days.
That's interesting.
Because Days, so many of her characters are comedic, and I don't really, like, how do I put this? I don't think of Susan and Mary and all the other alternate personalities as divas. Kristen can be a diva, but she hasn't portrayed Kristen other than Beyond Salem in a while. And so... for me, I think of her as a diva more on The Young and the Restless because Ashley is that old money, I'm going to cut you with words, bitch. And Eileen Davidson does it so well. Susan Seaforth Hayes for everything that Josh mentioned. Jess Walton for everything that Mel mentioned. Lynn Herring for everything that both of you mentioned. And... Arianne Zucker, because Arianne Zucker,
yes.
Allison Sweeney, of course, is my heart when it comes to Days, but Arianne Zucker as old school Nicole, agreed. Not weepy Nicole, which I'm a little bit nervous about where Nicole is now, especially with Eric being back in the picture, because whether it was Daniel or Eric, she ends up being weepy Nicole with those two. Old school badass bitch, like Lizzo song Nicole.
Ooh.
Is great, great soap. And Arianne Zucker, the fact that she can be badass bitch and then also weepy, she deserves an honorable mention. Mel, who do you have for honorable mentions?
Here we go. Young and the Restless, Michelle Stafford, Eileen Davidson, Susan Walters. And because I'm pretty sure they have her on video every now and again, Trisha Cass, because
there's
no way I cannot mention her. Yes. Bold and the Beautiful, and this person used to have a checkbox a long time ago, but they don't now because that's the future of the show, is Jacqueline McKinnis Woods. And this person
used to be a checkbox.
She did, back in the day. She used to have it, but she graduated, and I'm proud of her because she got
She really did. Amazing transformation.
I'm so proud of her. Bold and Beautiful, this person just left, but I don't care. It's Rita Sulfur. Give that woman her due. Give that woman her due. She did the damn thing, always, and I recently... caught up on everything Lois, General Hospital, and she deserves it. General Hospital, speaking of, I think Luke, you talked about Jane Elliott, always fabulous. Just couldn't find a place for her on my regular list, but yes, 5 times, yes. And I think that might be it for me.
Josh?
All right, I got a list. All right, so Days of Our Lives. I'm with you, Luke. Lauren Coslow. There is no Vivian without Kate. And Lauren Coslow, I know she wasn't the OG Kate, but Lauren Coslow is a diva. Give her more to do, Days of Our Lives. Jack A. Harry. Hello, recent diva. Hello, all over Beyond Salem. Hello, all over Days of Our Lives. Jack A. Harry is amazing. Camila Bannis. She is an amazing diva. Katie McLean was originally in All My Children, then was Rosanna to the Cabot on As the World Turns. But she is doing the damn thing as Jennifer Rose Horton on Days of Our Lives. Come on, Katie McLean. Okay. Allison Sweeney, as Luke talked about, is amazing. She is there. In the last 20 years, there is no Days without Allison Sweeney. She's amazing. OG Arianne Zucker. That's the same. I'm agreeing with Luke. I hope that they give her amazing storylines because Zucker is capable of doing amazing things. Stacey Hajduk, and this is my connection between Days and Young and the Restless. Stacey Hajduk is stunning. Whatever she does is stunning. And on Young and the Restless, Jesus God, Patty. Come on, Patty. She was amazing. Melody Thomas Scott, for everything that Mel said. Sharon to the Case.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on, Sharon Case.
Yes.
Who is the consistent thing on Young and the Restless. That she's the thing we watch for, and she's amazing. Michelle Stafford, give her better things to do. She's an amazing actress. Trisha to the Cast. Amazing. On to Bold and the Beautiful, Catherine Kelly Lang. She is Catherine Kelly Lang. Rena to the Sofa. Come on, General Hospital. We need Brooklyn needs her mama. Heather Tom. It's hard. We miss her because she's not on a lot on Bold and the Beautiful, but she is everything the daytime. The only actress who has won Younger and Supporting and Lead the entire. She's just amazing. Kimberlyn Brown, whether we like storylines right now on Bold and Beautiful or not, Kimberlyn Brown is gold. Please take her to Genoa City and please let Lauren realize that she's alive. Please, please, please. And Bold and Beautiful, Krista Allen, she's new, but she is stunningly good as Taylor. And then General Hospital, Laura Wright. I do not love how they write Carly, but Laura Wright is stunning, and she was stunningly good on Guiding Light.
Cassie.
Amanda Seton, Kirsten Storms, as Luke said. Finola Hughes, as Luke said. Jane to the Elliot, and Jeannie Francis. Those are my honorable mentions. I know it's a lot, so I apologize.
On that note, we'd encourage you to come on in this episode at DaytimeConfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, Twitter.com/DCConfidential. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DCConfidential. You can find me on Twitter at Luke_Kerr. Mel is at Melody Eagles, and Josh is at Dr. Joshua09. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye, y'all.